The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Hey friends, and a big welcome today to Afternoons with Mike, coming to you from our studios in Gainesville. And it's so great to be back up here. I lived in Gainesville for 17 years before moving back to Orlando just about a year and a half ago. And I've got many friends up here. Now, the friend that I've got in the studio with us here today, you were not even here when I was here before. So you transitioned, I guess, what, about 2019?
Correct.
My guest today is Noah Wilbanks. He's been with me before on the program. Noah directs the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in North Central Florida. Now, I don't know if that's all your title, but I know that you're the director and you're the head honcho, big dog here.
I'm just blessed to be here, Mike, and I want to thank you for inviting me on your show today. And yes, that's correct, North Central Florida, which covers 11 counties, and it's just great to be here with you this morning.
Well, it's great to have you here, Noah. And for those that heard you on my program the first time, got to hear your testimony and all the things that God did, and it was so exciting. Now, we did that over the phone, so I like I like doing these things in person so much more.
Right on.
I get to see your face. Yeah. I get to see the reactions to all that, as you recount what God has done.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is something exciting. When you're doing ministry work, as you are, and you get to see people, the before and after effect is really a rewarding aspect for working in ministry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very humbling. You know, I'm going 16 years now as a local missionary with FCA, and very, very grateful to continue to be able to wake up and do what God's called me to do, and excited, just, you know, the response here and how they've welcomed FCA. There was a great foundation laid through our previous director with Mr. Malden, and now as we move the mission forward, we just see people really buying in and wanting the best for their kids, especially our coaches, Mike. But yeah, I've been here 13 months now, and I've had the pleasure to meet you and spend some great time with you, Mike, and you were already transitioned out of Gainesville when I met you. But just in our short time here, Mike, I'm just really, really love your heart and love what you do, and just excited for this great opportunity the Lord has presented for us, Mike.
Well, I love the fact that with the Shepherd now, I get to present people like you, and that's really a joy for me, and thank you for your kind words. And it was my privilege to work with FCA, with Don Malden, and with David Barber, and just so many other of the great leaders that FCA has used. And we got to be a part. I was brought in back in the day when we used to do the big fundraising banquet at the Touchdown Terrace at University of Florida. And while that was an exciting room, we had some challenges in that room because we would pack that place out, and I'm sure you've been in there before, and you see the big columns that are up everywhere. And so we had some sightline issues, but we worked around it. We had TV monitors everywhere. And I tell you what, some of the fun things, getting to hear people like Tim Tebow when he spoke there, and people like that. It was just an amazing time for me, and the privilege, again, of working with a former director who I just love dearly, Don Malden.
Sure.
So you had big shoes to fill. And you have filled those shoes very well, Noah. The words I'm hearing are just wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we want to live by the motto of honoring the past, but shape the future, you know, and just this generation that's coming up, and just maximizing this opportunity to speak into their hearts, these young men and young women, and, you know, all throughout. We've got over 86 schools in our footprint within these 11 counties, and a bunch of coaches that are incredible influencers, whether they want to recognize that or not. We're trying to help them see their God-given role, not just to win games and execute their strategies, but just understand their position in Christ and this incredible influence that they're having over these over the kids. And you've heard my testimony a little bit. You know, my father was in prison, so I in high school, I had a high school coach that tried to adopt me, literally, you know, that took me under his wing, and I was influenced by a coach many years ago even before I found Christ, you know, from our previous talks. And, you know, to be taken out of that environment, get born again, and then God reinsert me back into that environment is tremendous leverage, because I just, you know, looking, you know, when I get the chance to speak to the kids, especially the at-risk kids, Mike, you know, I'm able to identify and connect to some of these kids that probably didn't have any dads growing up or just looking for sports as a way out, like myself, you know, growing up in South Florida. And the same opportunity presents itself here, Mike. You know what I mean? There's still, we've got some great challenges in certain parts, you know, and we've got kids that are looking for answers. And you and I know, we know that Jesus is that answer, and he's the solution, and he'll help them become the fathers that they always wanted to have.
That's a beautiful realization that God, as our Father, can really do more than what people can think or even try to ever figure out for their lives about the fulfillment. And I think so many times it is not uncommon for people who, like yourself, that did not have a present dad that was there doing the things that you needed at that point in time. It's really hard to imagine that life can ever be fulfilling when you've been kind of missing out on that. But God is an amazing, he's an amazing source, an amazing resource to us in those times. And boy, what he does and what he's done for you is really great.
Incredible. It was all part of God's plan, you know, to go and experience all that has really helped me in what I'm doing now. And it's really helping me when I sit down one-on-one with these coaches or, you know, taking some athletes through a discipleship program to understand a lot of their world, you know, to be a former collegiate football player. I played for a national championship in college one day in Toronto cut. But to understand, you know, to go through that and, you know, to go through the highs and the lows, the sufferings, and to be able to persevere and have great leaders in my life has helped me now at the age of 47 as we try to train and develop our staff. You know, we've hired 4 staff in 13 months. That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, just, you know, so that's helped me in the staff room. That's helped me in the boardroom when I'm looking at our community leaders eye to eye going, this is, you know, this is why, this is how important this is. You know what I mean? This local mission field is, you know, one of the greatest mission fields in America today, and still today, is the school system. You know, 98% of these kids pass through the school system, that portal, you know, and we've got legal access to go in there, establish a program when these kids can come in and express their faith, they can hear the gospel, they can pray for each other. Mike, that's a silver bullet, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's many spokes on the wheel, but we really need to leverage this FCA spoke, this FCA vehicle, because of the access it's given us into places that are really, really hard to get into. I'm talking about your weight rooms, your classrooms, your, you know, fields, your camps, and, you know, the access that God's given us through FCA has really been, it's really been amazing. So what we're just trying to be very wise and be effective and be good stewards of the gifts, you know, that's God given us. And so the Lord's just, you know, continuing to raise up these leaders. He's raising up student leaders. He's raising up staff. He's raising up more community leaders. We've got people in the community that are really going, look, we need to come alongside FCA and help them with their mission, which is this, to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus and his church.
I love that, because it's not just dealing with the students, although that is a big focus, obviously, of what you're doing. But FCA does play such a great role both in support and then in the discipleship of growing closer to the Lord with the coaches involved too. And that's really your front line. The people that you work the closest directly with, obviously, would be these coaches at these different schools.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our whole strategy of ministry is to and through the coach. I mean, when we go to start to do a ministry, whether we're doing it in the community or in a school, a classroom, or even working with club sports, we're always going to go to the coach. So the coach, besides the parent in the home, Mike, the greatest influencer in today's society, we feel, is the coach, you know, because they're spending more time with the kids than the parents are. And the influence that they have is a lot greater than they realize. So us as staff, you know, and I'm teaching our staff, our team, to come alongside these coaches and understand their God-giving call, you know. And there's a lot of those guys that are gentlemen and females that are using that influence as a calling, saying, this is my call to be a Christian coach. You know, when you see a Dabo Swinney, when you see a Mark Richt, when you see a Tony Dungy, and there's some, you know, there's the female coach over there at University of Tennessee. I don't have all the names, but they're out there. and they're having tremendous influence. And if we can disciple them and reach their hearts, we're going to be way more effective in our mission, you know, than just, you know, going after the 18 and unders or the 25 and unders, which is great. Mike, if that's all we did, it'd be worth it.
Yeah, you do both. Yeah. I mean, you have these outreaches both in the school. I don't know what the youngest age, what would that be for school age?
Sure. So our market is middle school, high school, college, professional, and community.
Yeah.
And then coaches.
So you go down to middle school.
And we're even in the global. I mean, we're going into Colombia and Ecuador, and we're teaching them how to play organized sports, and then we're sharing the gospel. And then what we're doing is we're utilizing our local athletes and coaches, and then being able to eventually send them on trips. But we're going to empower our local kids, our local coaches and athletes, and then we'll be able to do some international trips with them to give them that experience and allow them to have that platform of to reach, you know, some international. So that kind of about what 10 years ago we really got into the, you know, into the global side of it.
I did not even realize that.
So,
you know, when you think about the years of transition that we've been in since you moved here. I mean, you didn't have any idea when you were moving up from South Florida that your transition was going to be also paralleling transition of our nation into this wicked thing called the COVID virus, which just about as much as any one single thing put the bullseye on sports programs around the country. I mean, professional sports on down were impacted by this. So we'll talk a little bit more about the current state of your work with regards to COVID and the lockdowns or the restrictions that remain. I'm praying that more of those things go by the wayside as time goes on. But I do want to stay for just another moment on this thing with coaches, because when I think about FCA, Noah, I think that the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, it's one of those oldest, most revered ministries that are going on where you said it earlier when you said it's a legal input into school systems.
Sure, right on.
We've seen access by many other groups, and sadly, even parents' access to a lot of what's going on in the public schools has been curtailed. Those rights have been curtailed in recent years, but the door has still been open for Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah, and I constantly challenge our staff and our staff meeting rooms, as long as these doors stay open, we need to maximize this opportunity. But yes, I mean, the doors are still open. As long as we have a teacher sponsor or a coach and we have our student leadership, we can run our FCA campus huddle on any campus, any public school campus within North Central Florida. If they have a chess club or a math club, then it's called equal access. Then we have the same access to do that. So with those guiding principles of having a champion coach or teacher be a sponsor and our student leadership, weekly, you can have these meetings where this is our dream, the God-given dream that any child can walk into a school, go and do an FCA meeting and grow and express their faith and hear the gospel and pray for each other. That's our dream, that every coach, every athlete has that opportunity. And what I'm doing on my end, Mike, as a director, is we're trying to build a team and continue to grow a team, okay? A varied team of community leaders, volunteers, staff, male and female, that can reach that goal, reach that vision. That I can stand up in front of, you know, 320 on May 4th in front of our banquet and say, this is where we're going. And we can do this with you, you know, Mike? And that's part of our vision, that our grandchildren and our kids and our relatives can you know, go into these schools and our programs are put in place where they can have that opportunity. I had that opportunity in college at Carson Newman football. I was invited by my roommate and I went. I had no idea. I remember Tom Landry doing my chapel and I didn't. You know, I found the Lord after college. You know my story, but I saw a hat go by me with a feather and I said, you got to be kidding me. You know, and Tom Landry stood before us and did our chapel. So he, you know, he was one of the founding board members of FCA, one of the original four or five gentlemen. We created a program after Tom Landry. And, you know, when we go all throughout Florida, all throughout the United States, and we approach to bring on a board member or a board member and show them, this is part of the legacy. This is part of the heritage, man, the hair comes up on your arm. I mean, it's just exciting to know that you're part of something bigger than yourself.
The history that you have, and Noah, this is something that's so important to me, the fact that we are living in, again, a culture that's wanting to reinvent history. We see it all the time. It's like a revisionist process that if we're not careful, if we don't hang on to what this nation has, but FCA has one of those histories that is rich. I mean, when you mentioned Tom Landry and the other people that really worked hard, I know in this own area we've had a rich history as well for many, many years of FCA serving all of these schools. And I love the fact that you guys have done this with such a heart to see the gospel. It's not like to promote FCA, but your heart has always been, and the heart of FCA has been to bring the gospel to these kids because Jesus is their hope, not just a fun club. And that's what makes FCA different. That's the uniqueness that you can get with FCA over the chess club. Those are fun. And there's nothing against any of those other clubs.
Right on.
But thank God that somewhere along the way, that door was opened for a more meaningful, historical. You talk about history. There's nothing more historical than the Bible. That's the greatest book of history that has ever been. It's the number one best-selling book of all time. And yet we live in a culture today that you guys at FCA, as because you're doing ministry in sometimes an area that can be hostile, the public school system.
Yeah, two things I want to hammer down. So we've talked a little bit about the influence of a coach and our strategy and how important that is. And that's really where we start. And discipling coaches is really like the top of, you know, priority, because from that we have access to their teams, et cetera. I want to talk a little bit about the athletes. 85% of the kids that are 18 and under are making the biggest decision of their life. This is from the Barna study. So if you look at the Barna study, and so, you know, when you look at what's the most, the biggest part of our market, you know, you're going to talk about our team huddles. You're going to talk about our campus huddles. We're going to talk about how many kids from this North Central Florida area are going to go to camp. Mike, I'm going to try to bring you back. We have a kickoff classic August 5th. We're going to bring 250 athletes together. 7 or 8 different teams, and they're going to hear the gospel. I mean, there's just some really exciting things that are going to happen from today right on up to January 1st. We have a coach's appreciation breakfast that's going to take place May 15th. We're going to tell them that they're loved, they're valued, and appreciated, and help them unpack what it looks like to be a godly coach.
Oh, that's
so, I mean,
great.
You know, we're all in on this. You know, we're all in on this. And I love what you said. FCA is a great vehicle. It's blessed, but it still takes people that are on their knees in prayer, seeking the Lord and the Word, and then going out and moving forward that mission and getting in front of a people and challenging coaches in love and sitting down and being patient and listening to stories. But, you know, it still comes down to the prayer. It still comes down to being led by the Spirit, you know. So I want to say, yes, we're super grateful for the vehicle that we're able to operate in with FCA. But when I look at our team, my challenge is to our team is, man, how are we starting our day off? You know, is that, are we praying for that coach or coaches daily? Who are we discipling? You know, these are the things that are really this grassroots type movement of multiplication in 2 Timothy 2:2, when disciples are making disciples. So we can have this conversation, Lord willing, I'll be able to come back and do your studio 5 years from now. And we, and I'm excited to tell you that 1,800 kids are going through our program every week throughout these 11 counties. But we have a dream. That I can come in here and sit in here and I say, Mike, we got 5,000 coaches and athletes every week during the school calendar year that is going through our program, having access, being able to grow in their faith and be able to teach others to do the same.
Wow. That is such a wonderful goal. And I think it's so important. That's why I'm a believer in this, my friends. And FCA has been a part of my life. I was privileged to be brought in with some friends who were on the board back in the kind of 2007-2008 era in Gainesville, and got to meet the people at FCA, quickly fell in love with all of them. I have always loved the mission, and it is a mission work. You're right. I mean, this is it is in America, but it is mission work, and I have been privileged to be standing with the teachers and the coaches inside the actual schools during FCA meetings, and to see what goes on, to see the care, to see the love, and to see the enthusiasm on the kids' faces who are there. And you get to testify later on camera with me about how FCA changed their lives and the role that the coach played in shaping their life. And really, the guidance, and like you said, I agree with you completely, in many kids' lives, that coach is a real influencer and really makes a big difference in their life. And to have a coach that not only has their back from a standpoint of caring for them as a person, but also has a position of care for their spiritual life as well. Mm-hmm. That's a big bonus.
Yeah, Mike, I was one of those kids, you know, so everything that you're saying, I experienced that. I was that kid, you know, so now I get to work for a ministry and really tell the story about being that kid and creating a, you know, the Lord building a team under the umbrella of FCA so we can reach thousands of those kids.
Wow.
So one kid that was rescued by the grace of Jesus, the grace of God coming out of that environment, regenerated by the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and then put back into that environment to tell the story. To tell the story.
That's tremendous.
And, you know, I've had knee surgery, concussions. I mean, I've got the experience of being an athlete. You know, I understand that side of the world too, but that's a tremendous advantage of, you know, the culture and being able to sit in coaches' offices to know that side of the world too. So God knows what he's doing. We got to trust in this. In Philippians 1:6, that being confident of this, Mike, that God has begun a good work in us and he will carry that work unto completion until the day Jesus returns or takes us home.
Yeah. I love the theme of the banquet that's coming up. And one of the things we're going to be talking about in our next segment is the fact that you have a very exciting banquet coming up. And this banquet is a very critical time. It's the greatest point of making all of what you do possible through the fundraising that goes on at this banquet. It's such a fun night.
Sure.
And you've got a speaker that is coming up, and we're going to let you know who that is coming up in a moment. But we're going to take a quick break first. I've got Noah Wilbanks from FCA in North Central Florida. He's my guest today, and we're here in the studios, not my normal Shepherd Studios, but in the Shepherd Studios up in Gainesville. So that's where we are, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike here on The Shepherd. In our Gainesville studios today on Afternoons with Mike, and with me is Noah Wilbanks. Noah is the director of FCA, that's Fellowship of Christian Athletes, in the North Central part of Florida. And I know you have so much more than just Gainesville. So give us kind of like your surrounding boundaries of what you oversee.
Yeah, sure. So we've got Bradford, Union, we've got Marion, Citrus, Putnam, Gilchrist, Levy, Hamilton, Columbia. I mean, we just got an incredible opportunity here. I mean, the Lord has presented. It's so exciting to just look at this and just dream, Mike. You know, I just lay my hand on the map sometimes. I put my hand on that map and I just say, God, have your will. And, you know, as a builder, you know, one of my favorite scriptures, it says, unless the Lord builds the house is built in vain. Mm-hmm. So we release that to the Lord and we say, now, Lord, build your house. This is your ministry. You know, at the end of the day, Mike, we're stewards, you know, so I want to be a good steward of the time, talent, and treasure that he's given me to lead. You know, servant lead our team, servant lead our community leaders, servant lead. So it's exciting to know that he's building the ministry. And there's a big relief there to say, Lord, this is your, you know, he says, for my yoke is easy. And he says that my burden is light. But to look at that vision and look and dream and have faith and just believe that God is going to plant a missionary in every single county. Mm-hmm. And that every child, every athlete, every coach in these certain counties are going to have their own shepherd. How about that? Mm-hmm. They're going to have their own shepherd. You know, now we call them reps or ambassadors or directors, but that's, you know, that is the plan. If we look at what a 10-year plan would look like, is to have 13 missionaries serving in their collective areas and being shepherds in those areas, shepherding the hearts of these coaches, shepherding the hearts of these athletes, and providing these opportunities where God can come and work in an environment. You know, and just take, you know, we want them to have the opportunity, Mike, that we had at a certain point in our life. And that's God's dream, you know, and he's doing it through sports, you know, and we know that if he can talk through a donkey, you know, if he can, you know, if we can pull a drachma out of a fish's mouth, surely he can use a basketball, a football, a whistle, a coach, or anything that he wants to do. So me personally, Mike, so I'm not overwhelmed. It's a releasing saying, I know I'm going to work as hard as I can. I know that I'm going to come across with the message, but God, this is your work. You're responsible. The Lord changes the lives. He transforms the lives. He calls the called, right? And he equips and he empowers the saints. So I am constantly praying. We know that the harvest is plenty, 11 counties, 86 schools, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray for the laborers. And that's how we've hired our four staff.
Wow.
And we haven't, and I say this humbly, we haven't had to post one job description.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
Because the Lord just provides, and he's bringing the people that needs to be there. Yeah. These people are sharing the burden that you have, and that Fellowship of Christian Athletes really, truly represents. And I mentioned in segment one about the history of this great organization, but really, in some ways, though America is hardly today the same, the culture has changed a whole lot since those early days back when FCA started. FCA's goal has not changed one iota, and you guys are still out there doing it, and in a very difficult time, I might add, as well. Before we go into what you're doing and what 2021 has brought FCA, I'd like to go back to the banquet that is coming up, because I know that from what I read, I mean, this is turning out to be a super well-attended. The history of these FCA banquets, we've had, as I mentioned, Tim Tebow as a speaker before. We had Coach Spurrier a couple of years in a row as a speaker. And so I got to hang with the old ball coach on the first time he was there. And, man, it was just so weird. I'm thinking, this is exciting to be able to be here and then to see all of the people that came because of the love for the coach, but to hear his story of what the Lord has done in him. And that a lot of people don't know that. Mm. A lot of people just don't realize the deep story, the deep feelings that these coaches have. And, it's a great work you're doing, man.
Well, I'm excited, and Dan Mullen did it. I thought we want to thank Dan Mullen last year for his time.
I was not able to make that one.
So Dan, in his busy schedule made time to come out and share for us. And that says a lot, he's willing to take time. That shows you that he values, faith and what it means to his program and his players. So this year, I've sat down with David Barber, and this is the 14th annual. So just to look at the history, it's a bottom line event for FCA as far as fundraising goes. And it's been a tremendous tool, and it's given us an incredible platform to share our message, share our story, cast vision, celebrate the wins within the ministry. But also, our speaker this year is Mark Rick. And if you know Mark Rick, he was the head football coach for Georgia for many years, had tremendous success. I got a chance to personally work with Mark at University of Miami. I was the South Florida director the last 10 years. And now we were going to be able to hear, he will be our speaker here at the 14th annual Heart of Champions Banquet. And what's awesome is a lot of coaches in our area, and I'll look up to Mark. Mm-hmm. So Mark has a platform already coming into the banquet. And we're excited about Mark. Mark is going to be able to carry the message. When we look and we talk to our committee team, we said, what's the bottom line? We know how important it is to raise money because we live off funding. And that's a huge part of our banquet, but also the message. What is the message? And we're really excited because we know that Mark's going to come in and he's going to carry the message, that FCA message of you're more than a coach. Just don't go to bed, and you're not going to be measured whether you're 5-5, 2-8, or you won your district championship. You're going to be measured at the end of the day of the influence and impact you had on those young lives. Mm-hmm. And we want to come alongside and help you that. And Mark's going to tell his story how Bobby Bowden invested in him. And all our local coaches and our local community are really going to be in for a treat. So, Mike, that's going to be May 4th at Valley View, which is Santa Fe River Ranch. And Valley View is beautiful. They do weddings out there.
Oh, I've been there. And we've had a couple of them, Matt. So it's returning out there.
Yes, again. So May 4th. And if you're listening out there, we have two tables left. We had a 31-table cap, and we have 29 sold. So if that's moving on your heart right now, you can go onto our site and reserve one of those last two tables. And you really, my friend Mike will be there. I'll be there. And you're going to be able to experience faith and sport for about 2 hours that night. So. Yeah. Mike has given an incredible overview of the history of it. I've come in now with my 13, 14 months of experience, trying to bring my experiences, 16 years on staff, but we're just praying every night and trusting that the Lord will use this banquet to really hammer our message across and to see the need for it today.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Mark Rick, like you said, is well respected, and his faith in God is great, and it's going to be an exciting message that night. And, you know, for those who have never gone to an FCA banquet, it's a lot of fun, too, because there are usually some auction items that happen there, and it's the atmosphere is fun. A delicious meal is always enjoyed. And then to get to me, the crowning part of the night is getting to hear the testimonies of the people who come and share about how their lives have been changed, and how that the coaches and that the people from FCA really stepped up and were there when they needed it. And I think there's a lot of us now. COVID has caused a lot of changes in schools, and a lot of talk is going on even to this day about the fact that schools are returning. In Florida, they've been returning for quite a while, but in some parts of the country, they're not. And so we need to realize what a privilege it is that we, as parents who have kids in these schools, have not only the education part of it going on, but we have this wonderful support system that is really one of the safest, one of the most really whole and healthy types of activities that our kids can be in when they're in school. And that is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, where people really care about their lives, care about not only what they're going through right now, but their soul, and introducing them to the Lord through. And some of these kids have given their hearts. I've seen it. You talked about the camps. I'd like for you to talk a little bit more about that. But I've seen these camps where right after the message would be spoken, it's like watching a Billy Graham crusade as kids come forward.
Yeah.
Many of these kids who go to this first-time camp with the FCA, they've not heard the gospel before. And they hear it that night, and it changes their lives.
Sure.
And from there, they get plugged in to the FCA program at their school. That's overwhelmingly cool.
Yeah. You know, and just to support what you just said, Mike, and that was a great way you just laid out for our audience. But we literally, you know, a couple of times in our huddles and even in our camps, we said, you know, how many is attending church and really going after it? There's not many hands that are going up. So a lot of the kids that we're encountering that are going through our program are not. Now, it's our goal that they would be in church. But if we have the opportunity to reach a lot of these kids that aren't going to church as a first line or a first experience, I was one of those young guys in college. Man, we need to take full advantage of that. You know, that's really squeezing and flexing the power and the strength of the vehicle, you know, to interface and encounter kids that maybe didn't have parents of faith, have no idea what, you know, never, you know, I grew up not in a church. You know, I didn't know that, but I was taken to an FCA, and Derek Moore, he was the running backs, he played running back for the Detroit Lions. You know, I remember sharing his story of, I was like, oh my God, it sounded like my story. You know, his father was on drugs, he was coming out, and he found purpose. I'm like, man, that the influence, the way he used his influence to carry the message was, you know, just such a great tool for an unbeliever or a you know, somebody that has never had that encounter, you know, that Damascus Road experience. And so, man, we could go on and on, Mike, really, as we dive deeper into that. But I think our audience is getting the gist of, wow, they're really reaching a lot of kids that have never really had an encounter with, you know, the Lord, or a lot of at-risk kids that maybe never had the opportunity to, you know, be raised in that type of home. So that's very, very viable and very important, you know, because through this whole COVID thing, these last 6-7 years, unfortunately, a lot of the bad statistics have gone up. You know, the kids losing faith or losing depression, you know, being depressed, or the child abuse, and a lot of that's gone up. So, but the good news to that is God will never be outmatched. It says this, it says, when sin abounds, it says grace will abound all the more.
That's right.
So I've got to encourage my team. I say, look, guys, I understand, you know, that the kids are getting shot in Marion. I understand we've got terrible challenges, but just know that you are not outmatched.
Right.
You carry the champion, you carry an undefeated Christ in your heart. Okay. And he defeated the enemy in Gomorrah. He will, you know, you need to be encouraged that, you know, to continue to go out there and be bold as a lion, be shrewd, be wise, you know, and be led by the Spirit. You're not going to be, you know, we understand the challenges are great. We know that you're facing an incredible enemy. We know that we're going into enemy territory, as to go say, but be of good cheer. in this world that you may have tribulation, but Jesus says, I have overcome this world. And that overcoming power lives inside of you as a missionary. So I try to, my gift is encouragement, Mike. So I'm always trying to encourage our team, you know, to keep us moving the mission forward.
Well, there's something that I just would love to ask all of our listeners right now, that we would pray, all of us would pray, because what Noah is saying is so true, that this is a mission field. There are darkness forces that are there, that these kids, they deal with it every day. Mm-hmm. And most parents, and this would be a truth, most parents aren't on that campus enough to even get an idea what the kids are going through on the course of a day. But that's mm-hmm. why when you're a part of a ministry like this, and this ministry it's not trying to at all replace the church. In fact, they work alongside churches and point kids to churches when they are receiving the Lord. That's always a part of this wonderful ministry. But I'm telling you that you guys are on the front lines, and it is evangelism pure and simple. When you're taking these kids and you do an FCA camp where these kids are invited and they go and they play football in the daytime and they hear the gospel at nighttime, you have a unique and wonderful open door, a bit of a captive audience, sure. really. Yeah. And these kids, again, are hearing something often for the first time because they did not. And I love the fact that you said that was you. That's exactly the kind of young man you were.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was that kid, you know. So now to get the opportunity to go back into that environment as a missionary and staff member is huge, humbling. You know, it's not a job, it's a call, you know, and it's just, and to help others find their call. So me now, it's a lot of leadership development, Mike. You know, mm-hmm. my position is being kind of the Gainesville director, but also being the regional director, is really just to empower and teach our leaders. When FCA is working its best is when we're equipping and empowering people to do this ministry, when we're giving the ministry away. So we have a lot of churches now, which is exciting. We're training them to do FCA, and they're doing FCA. Mm-hmm. So you're multiplying, you're doubling and tripling your workforce. And we're saying, look, we want you to see this is your mission. This is your ministry. Okay, yes, we're the staff people, but you know, if our staff people are the only ones doing ministry, the ceiling will always have a low ceiling. But what you're seeing now, probably in the last 6 months, you're seeing, you know, the youth pastor here at Anthem, he's able to work with the Gainesville baseball team. You're seeing the youth workers from Alive Church go over there and minister, you know, be able to run the FCA program at PK Young. So you're getting, that's one way we're really getting, you know, to say, when I'm approaching our church leaders, it's called grab your cleats, get into the game. But we're teaching and training their staff to do FCA so they can have access, because they can't really have access to go on there and run an FCA program is under a different name or vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we're saying, listen, we have the same goal. We want to advance the kingdom. We want to give as many kids as we can the opportunity to do that. We want to train your staff and give your team an opportunity to do that. And that's when FCA is working at its best.
What a wonderful organization. Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Noah Wilbanks is my guest today. And we've got this special thing, but one more time, the event that's coming up with Mark Ricks in May. Give us those details and the website, how people can go and maybe get those two tables.
Yes, sir. So May 4th at Valley View, we have Mark Rick, 14th annual Heart of Champions. We've got two tables left. It is an incredible display of faith and sport. You can go on our website at North Central Florida, FCA.org. There's actually a registration tab right on the homepage. You can see all the different details. It's going to be an incredible night there in High Springs. And Mark is super excited about it. You know, so I've been back and forth with his team, and man, he is really excited to come in here and share his story. I'm going to share a little bit about, you know, my story and the message and where we want to go. There's going to be incredible videos on our students, our coaches and athletes sharing. You're going to have some incredible items to auction from. And I promise the food will be very well, very good.
Very good. It's going to be delicious.
So, yeah. But it's just a great night to, you know, and if you do buy a table, we're going to have a section where you can take a picture with Coach Rick. We're going to have a meet and greet before the event. We have a little green room, VIP room. You'll be able to go in there and talk to Mark for a little bit, take a picture with him. But we really think it's going to be an exciting experience. But more importantly, when you go there and you click on that website, and you're supporting FCA. You're supporting everything that me and Mike have just talked about, you know, in these last 30 plus minutes. So, and that goes on from January to December. So I do want you to know that. I also want to explain what a great night it's going to be and the opportunity, but also know that every single dollar that goes to that table is going to our local mission field here.
Noah Wilbanks with FCA. We'll be back with Noah in just one moment. And a quick break here on The Shepherd. This is Afternoons with Mike. I love it when I have a friend like Noah Wilbanks come up to the studio, because the time just melts away, and just getting to get caught up and to see people that you love, and you have that sense of fellowship with, you have the sense of brotherhood with. This is one of the benefits that people just don't, who do not know the Lord, they have no idea of how fellowship with brothers and sisters, even though you don't see them every day of the year, when Noah and I see each other, we pick right back up. And I have not known you that long, but I feel like I've known you forever, man.
Well, I thank you, Mike. I mean, the feeling's mutual on this side. I mean, I'm very blessed, and for you to come along, you know, my path, Mike, and it's just, man, anytime we get together, like you said, you know, it's just really, really an encouragement. Mm-hmm. But every time that I've been able to meet with you, and I've been able to get in my car, I've always felt encouraged, you know, so I just want to thank you, Mike. I mean, that looks great coming here and doing the show with you, but it's even better being able to spend time with you, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoy our Starbucks time, and that was awesome.
Yeah, right.
Oh my goodness. You know, this year everyone's talked about COVID. I mean, until, as my dad used to say, we're blue in the face. I don't know where that one came from. I guess we lose our breath and we turn colors. But COVID definitely put an impact, and a damaging one, in the area of sports, professionally speaking, because we know Major League Baseball, Major League, or I should say NBA, football stadiums. Therefore, while we were shut down in America last year with no sports on television at all, and I'm telling you, I think people would have been willing to watch just about any form of sport, intramural or whatever, that would have been televised. Show me something sports. I mean, holy cow, what are you going to do if you're going to want to watch television and you don't have sports? To me, sports are so wonderful and a blessing. And oh, my goodness. But here, you guys, I know you were hit hard.
Yeah, we were. But, you know, I really felt we made the best of it, Mike. You know, I really thought that our team came together and said, look, let's make the best of this. And the last 3-4 months, it really started to open back up. So we had plenty of work to do. I mean, we were able to, you know, we had a breakfast down, you know, in Ocala. I mean, we were able to do some things despite. Now, we obeyed the county laws and the ordinances, but we were still able to do our trainings. Mm-hmm. Your daughter filmed one of our trainings. Yes. You know, trainings. We did one here in Gainesville. We did another one in Lake City. So I really, you know, I really encouraged our team, and I really thought, you know, you learn a lot about your team when you get put in situations like that. And I thought they responded wonderfully, you know, and it was tough there, you know, probably at the end, you didn't want to be on another Zoom call, you know, and, you know, God built us for this interaction and seeing people a face. I mean, this was God's design. So it was, you know, there was a little bit, there's grace there, but, you know, we're starting to see things back open up. You know, there's supposed to be a full rollout in the fall. Now that's the plan. The things can change. We're going to be able to run our camps. So we feel like we're on the back end, you know, we want to be sensitive to those that were hurt or injured through that process. But you know, we really feel like we're on the other side of the hill with this, Mike. We really do. I mean, we're already planning. Our camps are going to be able to happen. We've been approved by the counties. We've been approved by FCA. So we're going to be able to interact and interface with a lot of our audience, you know, this summer.
And that's exciting.
Our Night of Champions, we're able to do our banquet again. So we've kind of, a lot of that talk has been out the door. We're past that, to be honest with you. We're talking about what we should be talking about.
Right.
The mission, the vision, what we're called to do, and let's get to work.
Let's get to work. That's wonderful. You know, the COVID is not going to stop us if we have our eyes on the Lord. And going back to the important role of discipleship, when I think about these coaches, this keeping your eyes on the Lord. Sometimes, you know, for believers, I know I've been a Christian since I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, friends, I'm 68 right now. So that means 58 years I have been walking with a knowledge of the Lord as mm-hmm. my own personal Savior.
Yeah.
And you know, Noah, you would think that in 68 years, I would learn some lessons and really have learned them. But our human nature, is this not true? Our human nature needs that encouragement that you're talking about. And that applies to pastors, that applies to churchgoers, that applies to coaches who are seeing these kids. We all need the fellowship. We all need the encouragement. We all need that kind of I guess you could say camaraderie on the school campus. And that's what FCA provides the schools with.
Yeah. I mean, the power of the huddle, you know, people coming together. You know, isolation is a great tool of the enemy. Isolation hurt is very dangerous, you know, and that's where you see a lot of the stats you don't want to see go up, because in that bubble or that time, there was a lot of isolation that took place, especially with the young ones, because they're not equipped to kind of handle that. They need structure. They need that environment. They thrive in that. You know, I mean, to take that away is you've really got to be intentional, you know, if you're in that isolation, to make sure that you're doubling down on your prayer, you're really into the Word, you're fueling your ears with the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, but you know, now we know that is seasons,
mm-hmm.
but you got to think of that 15-year-old that either A, doesn't know the Lord, or is on the milk of the Word, mm-hmm. and they become, you've really got to be that shepherd, you know, and kind of look and embrace your flock in that sense. And that's, you know, our message to your coach, man, if you got to get on video and get their face, you need to see those faces. What we don't need is to just cut off, you know. So now that we're re-engaging this, you know, we call it the power of the huddle, you know, and everything we call is the huddle. You know, you have the team huddle, the campus huddle, but in that huddle, in that small group, I mean, it's biblical, there's accountability, there's fellowship, do not forsake the assembling of each other, but that's where great things happen. You know, when you stick the leader, the great leader, Jesus, and then you have your leader, you know, and you put that huddle together and you start putting some real cool God-like content in that area, I mean, you're going to win.
That's true.
You know, God created you to win. He put his son Jesus in your heart so you can win in this life.
Now, you call your banquet the Heart of Champions, and I just love that.
Yeah.
And, the fact I was thinking about this as you were going to be coming in to talk to us today on the program, about the fact that Paul uses such a wonderful athletic metaphor when he talks about running the race.
Mm.
We're not called to run the race just to run the race.
Yeah.
We're called to run the race to win.
So good.
And, you know, not just, you know, you have almost the picture of flailing your arms in the air and just kind of punching in the air. That's not what the Christian life is about. We're given the opportunity to get on the track of life and to run, or on the field, whatever sport you love.
Hmm.
If it's bowling, you're going to get in the lane.
Yeah.
You've got to get up to and you've got to approach that stripe and you've got to throw that ball.
Yeah.
I don't care what sport it is. Paul gave us a metaphor that is applicable to all of these ways of looking at it.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about you, man, because I'm privileged, even though now I'm living in Orlando, no longer in Gainesville. But I'm telling you what, I get to be part of your leadership thread that you regularly mail out. And so I get to be on the inside about what's going on in this most wonderful ministry. And I still feel a part because of that.
Yeah.
And you guys are running to win.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. You're a big part of our team. And yeah, you know, we are going to run to win. And my encouragement too is just run that race that God has given you a specific race to run. And it's to take as many as you can with you. But, you know, just focus, we got to look, keep your eyes on the prize, right?
That's it.
Keep your eyes on the prize. And you know, you got to look at a race, and whether it's a 10K, a half marathon, or a marathon, there's going to be things that happen during your race. You could get an injury, or you can get, you know, things are going to happen. What our biggest encouragement, never give up. You know, there'll be times where you're going to have wind in your sail. You're going to hit your stride. And there's going to be times where you're going to have, you know, those thoughts come in, or the enemy's going to try to bombard your thought life. You got, you know, another term I use is stay in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
This too shall pass. You know, so if you really start getting into the third quarter of life or the fourth quarter of life, or, you know, for me, possibly the third quarter of life, if God lets me finish my term, but stay in the ring, guys.
Right.
Stay in the ring. You're going to take some shots like that. But whatever you do, do not climb out of that ring. Stay in the good fight.
The
Bible says fight the good fight of faith.
Right.
You know, so there's another sports analogy, fighting the good fight of faith, running the race, holding on, even if your hip pops out, hold on to God.
Right.
Even if your hip pops out, or you got to stay up three nights, but he didn't let go until God blessed him.
Yeah, I remember the story of Derek Redmond, the runner who just, I guess, I don't recall the actual injury, but he couldn't go. Might have been an Achilles or something like that.
Olympics.
In the Olympics, and his dad climbed out of the stands and went down picked him up. Together they finished the race.
Yeah.
But they made it. They finished.
That's one of the greatest huddle lessons we've ever shown.
Mm-hmm.
We put that video on. Let's say we get a group of 50, 60 kids. I was a college football chaplain for 6 years. And I remember we used to put that video up on there and show that team and those coaches. And then apply that spiritually, you know, of saying, look, this is going to happen sometimes. But what do we see here? And if you see a man down and you got to get out of the stands and grab him, and take him across, then you do it.
Mm.
You do it, because the last thing we want is that dude right there not finishing his race.
That's
part
right.
of you finishing your race is helping him finish his race, because that's the type of seed it's going to take.
That is what it takes, and it's our call, it's our goal to be part of a race just like that, because that's where the Lord wants us. He wants us running together. He wants us running to win. Noah Wilbanks, my guest. But before you go, real quick, give us that website one more time where people can get those remaining two tables for the Heart of Champion Banquet that's coming up on May 4th.
Yes, sir. North Central Florida, FCA.org. You can go right on the homepage. You'll see the details. If you have any questions, please call us. But we've got two tables left. The table's seat 8. It's going to be an incredible night. The Lord is really going to bless this, but you're going to be able to experience faith and sport that night. Most importantly, you're going to be able to support the mission that Mike and I have been talking about in this last hour of going into the schools and reaching kids that are not being reached, helping these coaches learn their God-giving assignment, not just about winning games, but winning in life. Nobody can win in life without Jesus in their hearts.
Well said. Noah Wilbanks for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Gainesville and North Central Florida. And friends, thank you for being with us. We look forward to seeing you next time right here on the Shepherd Radio Network on Afternoons with Mike.